Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. So you're an adult now. And I figured it was time to reveal some things to you. As a lifelong family friend, I probably know you better than you know yourself. I've watched you grow up into the adult you are today, and I know your history and have observed the developmental events of your life that have molded you into the man you are today. I mean, I used to babysit you for years. You trusted me. Your parents trusted me. I think you even love me like I'm family. Am I correct in assuming that? Good. I'm glad. I spent a lot of time with you, and I think I really, and you did too, grew a special bond with me, and I love you also. I mean, you were the sweetest and cutest little boy. Oh my God, so playful and innocent, so trusting too. Do you remember us watching movies together when I would babysit you? No? Well, we would make a blanket pallet on the floor. You would think that was so special because, you know, you only did that with me. And we'd have popcorn, candy, the works. And I'd ask you to cuddle with me. You were always funny about that, like confused. I just kind of thought that maybe you didn't grow up in a cuddly house or something. But you'd lay your head on my chest and I'd hold you. It was so sweet and comforting, innocent. And I was kind of obsessed with how obedient and eager to please you were. And the innocence. I mean, my God, you were the cutest little boy with this tiny little body. So moldable. So I started doing things during our snuggle time, things that an adult woman shouldn't be doing to a little boy, but I figured they were harmless, really. I mean, sure, I was molesting you, but the thing is, wouldn't any male feel lucky to have an older woman sexually molest and touch them? Isn't that like every male's dream? Are you sure you don't remember me exploring your little body? You were like 5 years old, kindergarten, and you had the cutest little frame, hairless, and that little bitty penis. My goodness. It was such a sensational experience to feel a little boy grow in stiffness from my touch. And you never acted scared or fearful. I think you liked the attention, like that it felt good. I told you that you could play with your little penis when I wasn't there as long as you thought about me doing it. And I was so fucking aroused and entertained by introducing you to sex and your body. I was like your teacher, an inspiration into your world of sexual exploration. And whenever we started laying down for movie time, you would automatically drop your pants without me even asking you to. It's like you were desperate to be molested. And I'd just lay there and fondle your little penis and play with your cute little balls. And you eventually became curious about my body. It was adorable, really. You asked me, can I play with your penis? I love doing sexual activities with a young boy. It was like I understood so quickly why there are child molesters and child rapists taking advantage of your innocence. Delving into your innocent sexuality was so intoxicating. Huh. But when you asked me about my penis, I laughed so hard. And I told you that I didn't have one of those, and you were so determined to know about the place between my legs. I think you so badly wanted to make me feel good like I made you feel good. So I thought I wanted to make a game out of it. I didn't show you my pussy for a while. I would take my pants off and show you my panties, show you how I didn't have a bulge like you. I'd take your willing hand and just rub it against the outside of my panties. And you were so shocked and curious. Why didn't I have something sticking out like you? That's what you wondered. You were obsessed with it. And for a while, I never took my panties off. I would have you rub the outside, exploring my mature, womanly area. And you would lean down and smell, wondering what was under there. You were so obsessed with the flatness and lack of bulge in my panties. You constantly wished you had soft underwear like mine. I mean, because really, I would just lay there on the blanket pallet and let you just rub. I swear you would rub my panties for hours. It was adorable, really. And like I said, you would just kind of every so often just lean down real close and still rub, but I could tell you were just sniffing, trying to figure out what was under those panties. And if I'm being honest, your little fingers definitely tried to go under those panties, and I would just tell you, no. But this is when I had the most fun idea. Before I came over to babysit you once, I purchased some little girl panties. I gifted them to you, but I told you that I had to keep them with me because your parents wouldn't understand why you had girl panties. And the first time that you wore panties, it was so fucking cute. You immediately tried to squish your little bulge down, trying to create that same flatness as my panty-clad crotch area. It wasn't perfect, but I don't think you minded. Because when you put those little girl panties on, oh my God, you would just like prance about, giggling, showing off for me. And I called you my little panty boy and definitely made you do little dances for me while I checked you out. It was like a transformation, though. You turned into this playful little femboy with the panties on compared to your usually shy, reserved boy self. Then I started making you hump pillows for me. And that's when your first little cum load happened. You were humping a pillow so hard, moaning, being such a cute little horny panty boy. You got off the pillow and you thought you peed yourself and were so embarrassed. And I explained to you that you made cummies, taught you about the anatomy of the male penis. And I made you lick it up and told you that good boys eat their own cummies so there isn't a mess. And do you consider yourself a lover of male cum today? Yeah? Well, that's because of me. You didn't hesitate to eat your own cum and really committed to it. And so around this time is when I got this one boyfriend. And I would sneak him in while I was babysitting you. And I will say that you weren't exactly excited about meeting him. I promised you that it wouldn't take away from our panty boy time. And the first time my boyfriend was there, I told him about our activities together. And to my delight, he was so turned on that I played with you like that. Said that you were one lucky little kid. And we decided together that you should watch us fuck while you humped your little pillow with panties on. You were so embarrassed the first time I asked you to put on panties in front of my boyfriend, but I lied and told you he wears panties too, so not to worry. So of course, you listened to me. I think you wouldn't have let anything get in your way of being my horny little panty boy. And so my boyfriend took out his cock and your little six-year-old eyes widened so much. We actually did a little side-by-side comparison. My boyfriend, he took out his adult cock and put it right on top of yours and told you that he had a real man's cock. And you looked like you were going to cry. So I cut in and I told you that it was okay. Horny little panty boys have small pee-pees and that's okay. And that I still loved your adorable little penis. And this is when you saw a pussy for the first time. I told my boyfriend that I need to let you see and explore my pussy first before we had sex. So I laid down, spread my legs, and told you to come look at it. And you were amazed. I opened my outer lips and showed you the hole that is for real man penis. I even let you stick a finger in there. I told you that you needed to feel what it was like. And honestly, when you put your finger in there for the first time, I was so fucking turned on. Just knowing that I was letting this little kindergartner finger my pussy. And oh my God, the vision of your little hand against my pussy, oh, was so damn hot. So fucking naughty. And again, I was just so obsessed with corrupting your innocence. And I didn't let you linger long because my boyfriend was so ready to fuck me in front of you. I told you to mount your pillow and watch what he did with his penis. And my boyfriend fucked me harder than he ever had before. I'm sure it was knowing that a little boy was watching. And of course, we were watching you, our horny little panty boy. I think you came twice that time. I don't know for sure, but you humped that pillow just as hard as my boyfriend was fucking me. And my boyfriend finished inside of me and then quickly left. He was honestly a shithead. You know, you know how it is. Like, you make terrible decisions and date assholes when you're a young adult. But I told you to come over to me and feel my pussy again. I made you finger my cream pie, which drove me absolutely wild. You swirled around my boyfriend's cum and my pussy, obsessed with the warmness and gooiness of it. And then I lied a bit and told you that my boyfriend did a naughty. He made cummies and he didn't eat it out like he was supposed to. So it was your job to do so. And like a good little panty boy, you kneeled down and slurped that cream pie clean. To say I was turned on is an absolute understatement. Making you clean my used pussy drove me fucking crazy. I actually started grinding against your little face, telling you that it was helping you get deeper to clean, and I just came so fucking hard. You had no idea what I was doing, and I'm sure you knew something because I was moaning and screaming. And this happened many, many times more after this. My boyfriend would come over, I'd spread my legs, and he would fuck me, and you'd be humping your pillow watching every single time. And my boyfriend, he never stayed. He would just fucking leave. Sometimes, though, he'd have you warm his cock up in your mouth. He'd tell you that he needed to get hard for me, and you had to be a good boy and help. And you'd lick around his grown adult cock like it was a fucking ice cream cone. And it's like you instinctively put that head in your mouth and started sucking. And it wouldn't take long and his cock would grow in your mouth. And then he'd move over and start fucking me. He never fucked you. I don't think he ever touched you either. I would touch you in front of my boyfriend sometimes to help him get hard. And he loved that I molested you just as much as I loved it. When you turn like 7 years old, that's about the time I broke up with my boyfriend. You were so bummed when that happened. You loved watching us fuck and loved cleaning my cream pies. You were begging him to come over, but like I couldn't have you understand why he couldn't because you were so young. You didn't know. So that's when I came up with another idea for you. I didn't want you to fuck me. Your little penis would have barely entered my pussy, and I wasn't interested in that. But I was still interested in making you my little boy fuck toy. So, what I did next really did a number on you, I think. I definitely caught on that you loved being my horny little panty boy. And like I said, you totally transformed into this little femboy right before my eyes whenever you wore the panties. And I figured, why not take this further? Give you the full-on sissy experience. Give you a hole for me to fuck. Plus, you loved watching me get fucked, and this is how I sold it to you. I asked you if you wanted to be a sissy girl like me and get your hole fucked by a penis. You were so confused and of course stated the obvious that you didn't have a vagina like me to take a penis. That's when I showed you that you did. I put you in your little girl panties, laid you down, spread your legs and put a couple pillows under your bottom. And I pulled the panties off your little ass a bit. And your little pee-pee, it reacted immediately. But I told you that we didn't need your penis for this. I explained that your little bottom was a hole. Sure, it wasn't a vagina, but I told you that it was a sissy pussy and that boys like you, horny panty boys, got fucked in their sissy pussy. You were still so confused, yet there was definitely a small glimmer of excitement as well, especially after I told you that since we can turn your asshole into a sissy pussy, you can get fucked by a penis like I did with my ex-boyfriend. I showed you a dildo I had with me and explained that I would be like the man and you would be like the girl. You were so easy to manipulate, so eager to please me. And let's be completely frank, I was a predator to you, a pedophile molester and rapist. You didn't see me that way, though. You saw a woman that made you feel good, made you try new and exciting things, gave you special attention. So, the first thing I did was finger your sissy pussy. You were very uncomfortable, but I told you that the first time was the weirdest and hurt the most, and to push through the pain and make me happy. And I finger raped your asshole. Your little 7-year-old legs spread and your little penis stiff as a rock behind your little girl panties. I called you my pretty little sissy boy and told you to relax and take my finger fucking like a good girl would. Seeing you manipulated, corrupted, being a little boy's sissy faggot to me, I don't know if it was the power I felt from molding you, or was it the pedophilia and the rape, but once I put my strap-on dildo on, I ravaged your little asshole. You started crying and telling me that it hurt. But something came over me. I didn't fucking care if it hurt. I liked treating you like a slut. I wanted to show you what it was like. And maybe it's some past trauma resurfacing in me, but that doesn't matter. I loved sodomizing and raping you anally. And the best part? You stayed hard the whole time, so I figured a part of you liked it somehow. And I was raping you so hard. Whenever I got done, I pulled that cock out of your tiny bottom and noticed blood and the biggest fucking gate between your cute little bottom. I instructed you to pull your panties back up and lick my pussy like there was cum inside of it. I was grinding against your little face so fucking hard until my pedo pussy came. And then I told you to hump the pillow until you made cummies in your panties. And told you to think about how you just got fucked and made you tell me how much you loved it. So we continued in this pattern for months upon months when I babysat you. You got used to being anally raped, and I never, ever lost that pedo rage I had when I started raping you. It was like I turned into someone else whenever I spread your legs and hurt you. Raping you affected me so much that I found other pedophiles online, and bad ones. They loved hearing about me, an attractive woman in her 20s, raping and molesting a sissy bitch boy. And I got off on telling them about you, detailing how I raped you. That's when someone offered me a pretty nice sum of cash to start filming you while I raped you. I didn't even explain this to you. You had no idea what I was doing. but I would spread those little legs, fuck you with my strap-on cock, and film the whole thing, your face and all. That's right. I produce child porn with you. You've made so many pedos online come all around the world. And to this day, I mean, I noticed the other day that your first videos are still being shared actively. You can imagine that a woman fucking a little boy's ass roughly is going to hit pretty fucking well within the underground pedo communities. And do you remember that one summer when you were 8 years old and your parents let me watch you the whole summer? Do you remember that? Well, I figured you wouldn't. I'll tell you about it, though. We may as well consider that the summer of child porn production. I went hard on creating videos starring you. That summer, I even started dressing you up more like a sissy. I got you a blonde wig, did your makeup, found frilly little girl dresses. And I would make you pose for the camera, and you were into it. I think you thought it was just some fun dress-up time that pleased me. Then I would undress you for the camera, fondling your little preteen penis and balls, presenting your little rape hole for the fucking camera. And then I would brutally rape you over and over for the camera. Every kind of position. So many videos produced for sick fucks to jerk off to. And I was so wildly turned on by this idea. I loved being a pedo rapist, a nasty child porn producer of little boy rape porn. And you were loved by so many little boy loving pedos. I even got offers from some of them to spend the evening with you alone. But I couldn't risk that since you weren't technically my child or whatever. But man, I thought about it a lot. I thought about how fucking hot it would be to know you were being some stranger's rape toy. I did, though, compromise pimping you out with some of them for a live cam show. You used to sit in front of my laptop and play with yourself, hump pillows, while you watched some pervert jerk off to you. Are you sure you don't remember this? It's kind of crazy that you don't, because especially this summer, I mean, we fucked every fucking day. But our fun together lasted a couple more years until your parents thought you were too old for a babysitter. You were like 10 or 11 whenever they stopped calling me for that. So yeah. That's the history of me and you. I had gathered that you had no idea about any of this when I sat down with you once at Thanksgiving. Your parents kept in touch with me over the years, and I would see you around, of course. But I left you alone, mostly, except this one year. You were like 16 years old. I sat beside you and asked you if you remembered me. You thought that maybe I babysat you, but you weren't really sure. You just knew I was close with your parents and showed up during holidays and get-togethers your parents held. That's when I knew you had suppressed memories, and a lot of fucking memories, which was a relief for me because, I mean, I didn't want to get caught, obviously. So if you have an obsession with panties, I'm the reason. If you still wear panties, blame me. If you are submissive and desire pedophiles and filthy material, that's because of me. And if you crave aggressive and rough anal sex, guess who started that? Me. You get the picture. Now, you are older, but honestly, confessing to you how you turned me into a nasty pedo whore, and remembering how you were my horny, sissy, panty boy faggot has really fucking turned me on. Why don't you take off your pants and shirt? You heard me. Strip down to your panties, because if I was a betting woman, I would bet you have panties on right now. Good boy. Classic bikini briefs. Nice. That's the same kind I made you wear, except the ones back then had princesses and shit on them. Now, get on your knees before me. That's a good boy. See? It's like a natural instinct to be submissive to me, isn't it? Your pedo whore babysitter. I want you to hump my leg, panty boy. Get yourself worked up. You're probably so fucking desperate to please to this day, just like you were back then. Keep humping my leg and don't you dare stop. Let me pull something up on my phone. Yes, here we are. Your first child porn video. Watch this and don't you fucking stop humping. Oh, I can feel your sissy dick getting hard on my leg now. You like watching your 7-year-old self take my cock? Yeah? Well, look at the way you're crying in the video. Oh, it's practically the same now. Little sissy crybaby getting raped and used. Look at you right now crying while you're humping my leg so fucking hard. And do you see how stiff you are while getting raped, sissy slut? You loved it. You were such a fucking horny, sissy faggot. Even while you were being raped and forced, I violated your little ass so fucking hard, yet you stayed hard the whole time. And right now, you're watching yourself cry and get hurt from a pedo rapist when you were a child and you're hard as a fucking rock. You know what? Why don't you lay on your back now? You know the drill. Spread those legs. And don't worry. I'm going to show you more of your own personal child porn. Make you watch yourself getting raped as a child while I rape you now. Pull your panties down, faggot. I have a little sissy hole to stretch and rape. Here, hold my phone and watch this video. It's just loop after loop of you getting raped and molested by me. And you're just like you were when you were a little boy. So submissive and eager to please. It's like going back in time. Like I'm back with my 7-year-old horny panty boy. And that boy right there in the video you're watching. Oh, there we go. You're all stretched for me. Get ready, because you should already know how fucking aggressive I get whenever I get the strap on going. Yeah, you bring it out in me, you know that. Yeah, I'm always chasing that rush. The rush of raping a little boy. The power of making him cry by anally raping him. And the rush of being a sick fucking pedo rapist. Yeah, you turned me into a pedo rapist. And I still chase this high all the fucking time. Being above a helpless little boy. Raping his little boy pussy. You like watching yourself get raped, don't you? Oh my God, you do, you horny fucking sissy. Well, let me rape you harder then. Yeah, remind you how it felt when you were being raped in that video. Yeah, that's right. Give me all those fucking tears, you little faggot. Yes, this is who you are. A little rape toy faggot for pedophiles to use. Think about all the nasty pedophiles that have came watching you cry and get raped, and they still fucking are still watching your child porn. Yeah, I took away all your fucking innocence. Turned you into a sissy slut. Stole every fucking ounce of masculinity out of your body. I raped all of that out of you, little boy. Raped all your masculinity out, all your innocence out. Just like now, I'm brutally fucking you now. Oh God, I feel your eager little sissy hole tightening against me. Well, do it. Do it. Spill that sissy faggot cum. Come from being raped by your abuser. Watching your 7-year-old body tape my raping cock. Oh, listen to you crying and coming. Give it to me, you little fucking faggot. All of that faggot rape cum. You horny little sissy panty boy. Making a mess all over yourself. Coming from being raped by a child porn producing pedo whore. That's it. Oh, now clean yourself up, sissy. You're a fucking mess.